AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President Kamala Harris took her presidential campaign to the battleground state of Wisconsin, framing what she says is the central question in the race against former President Trump.
Do we want to live in a country of freedom, compassion, and rule of law, or a country of chaos, fear, and hate?
Meantime, President Biden says he'll address the nation tomorrow night about his decision to end his re-election bid.
It'll be a primetime address from the Oval Office by a president who, before today, had not been seen publicly in nearly a week. He'd been at his Delaware beach house recovering from COVID-19. The president says on social media he'll discuss what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people. But on Capitol Hill,
if Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he is not fit to run the country.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and many Republicans are urging the president to step down. The White House calls that ridiculous, and number four House Democrat Ted Lieu used a football analogy to explain why.
It's like a quarterback takes a team that's like 4 years ago not doing well, and then now takes them to having a winning victory and says, you know, I'm going to retire next year. Doesn't mean that quarterback can't play this year.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The director of the Secret Service has resigned in the aftermath of the assassination attempt against former President Trump. Senator Bob Menendez has sent New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy a letter saying he'll resign effective August 20th. The New Jersey Democrat was convicted on corruption charges. And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department's investigating Delta Airlines, still struggling and still canceling flights after the global tech outage.
Over 6,000 flights have been canceled since Friday. Hundreds of flights have been canceled today. And we estimate that more than 500,000 passengers have been impacted.
This is AP News. A Florida school board appears unlikely to fire an employee who allowed her transgender daughter to play on the girls' volleyball team.
Jessica Norton works as a computer information specialist at Monarch High School, where her daughter played on the varsity team last year, in alleged violation of state law. A district committee recommended a 10-day suspension, but Superintendent Howard Hepburn, hired in April, called for her firing. While most of the 9 school board members disagree with firing, they didn't think Norton should go unpunished for violating the state's Fairness in Women's Sports Act. The law, which the school board lobbied against, bars students who are born male from participating in girls' sports. Norton says leaving her job would be a difficult decision.
I loved my job. I loved my job very much, and I was good at it. I never did anything illegal as far as my job is concerned.
The board postponed their final decision until next week to gather more information. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.